Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning to your listeners.
And thank you indeed for taking our call and to try and introduce a bit of balance into this debate. You've been doing your sums. Now, we're talking about social welfare fraud and a recent newspaper article highlighting the fact that prisoners are claiming social welfare payments while serving their prison sentences while behind bars. And the Minister with Responsibility for Social Welfare, Joan Burton, is looking into this now and has promised that this practice will stop, and those who are responsible for defrauding the social welfare system will be punished. But you've been doing your sums. Tell me about the exercise you carried out.
Yes, that's right. I read in the paper last week there's just over 1,600 prisoners who are claiming welfare. But remarkably, there was nearly 400 who are still claiming while they were on the run, which would be funny, except it wasn't so serious. But anyway, that equates to just over 2,042 in total. So if you assume they're each claiming a minimum of 188 a week, that worked out at 19.96 million. Euros that was defrauded last year.
19.96
million, just under 20 million in round figures.
Defrauded last year by prisoners.
Yes, including nearly 400 on the run. And at the same day, there was a story about parents protesting about SNAs. So the SNA salary starts at just over 23,000. So if you do the sums, 19.96 million would pay for 860 SNAs.
Special needs assistants in our classrooms doing marvellous work at this moment in time. A lot of concern because of government cutbacks. Many parents are scared that their SNAs will be removed from the classroom come the new term in September.
Exactly. This kind of fraud, particularly the prisoner type, that could be eliminated overnight. I mean, it wouldn't be rocket science for the prison authorities to send PPS numbers to the Department of Social Welfare, mm-hmm. and that would eliminate all the existing prisoners who are claiming. Likewise, as soon as somebody is committed to prison, it should be automatic. I mean, I was gobsmacked to hear that it wasn't. I think it's actually the prisoner's own duty to inform welfare that they're now a prisoner.
Now, far be it from me to in any way cast any sort of an aspersion on prisoners, but expecting a prisoner who's about to go to prison to dial his local social welfare department to inform them that he's on his way to prison and therefore please cease all social welfare payments, I mean, I take it that would be the last thing on his mind.
Absolutely, and to be honest, prisoners aren't that honest because they've obviously convicted of something.
I'm glad you said that and I didn't.
But I mean, it's serious. I mean, I'm a parent myself. My youngest child, a number of years ago, got excellent help from SNAs on reading support. And when you see the cuts that are coming down, and it can be so easy. I mean, welfare fraud seems to be tolerated so much. But, I mean, it's like somebody walking down the street, taking money out of your pocket, your listeners' pockets. If you saw someone pickpocketing everyone who passes by, mm-hmm. you'd ring the Gardaí. I mean, this is, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Primetime in 2009 had a programme where they estimated fraud at between 2 and 3 billion. TV3 did a programme a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. Again, they had similar numbers. I mean, to put that into context, we're looking at 3.6 billion being taken in the budget. If they dealt with welfare fraud, that meant that 80 cents out of every euro that was going to be cut wouldn't be needed. So we wouldn't be cutting school transport, we wouldn't be cutting SNAs.
Why do we turn a blind eye in this country? I've highlighted this many times before, and I've been criticised in that many people believe that, I'm not saying all, but some of those who defraud the social welfare system deserve almost heroic status.
I've no idea myself. I mean, if we pay taxes, or more importantly, people who lose their jobs, people who are defrauding, is reducing the amount of money that's going to the vast majority of genuine claimants. I mean, it's not a victimless crime. I mean, every single cent, as we know, counts. So, I mean, personally, I think before you go near the taxpayer or increase charges, you deal with fraud first. Then you go to to the population and say, we need extra money. But you deal with the fraud first.
Now, you have highlighted in great detail the problems that still exist within the system itself, the social welfare system. Reading this particular article in relation to prisoners who are defrauding the system, I mean, to rely on the honesty and the integrity of a prisoner, it just is farcical, to say the least, and there has to be a better way. And to be fair, Joan Burton has promised that she will look into this and try and come up with a better system to ensure this never happens again. But I know we have, the department has appointed inspectors, and to be fair, they're making great progress. But there needs to be a culture change here whereby if Johnny next door is defrauding the social welfare system and you know all about it, there is an onus and a responsibility on you to pick up the phone and ring the relevant authorities and tell them all about it. But for whatever reason, maybe it's our history or what have you, we don't grass, we don't snitch, we don't tell on people, we don't inform.
I mean, if you see your neighbour being burgled, you ring up and you call the guards. But this is, in my view, it's the same thing. It's people taking money out of everyone's pocket, and that's theft.
Mm-hmm.
And it does hurt.
Well, when you, given the mathematical exercise that you carried out recently, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, based on the figures revealed in last week's article in relation to prisoners who are defrauding the social welfare system, the amount of money involved would have paid the salaries of 860 special needs assistants. Just imagine the difference that would make to young children in classrooms right across the country. There are massive savings to be made in the whole area of social welfare, especially when it comes to fraud, and we all have a part to play in it. Look, thank you for doing that sum, Stephen.
No problem, you're more than welcome.
Thanks indeed for taking our call. That's Stephen there, a very interesting sum, and it relates to that, I suppose, revelation last week that over 2,000 prisoners fraudulently claimed welfare last year while they were in jail. And amazingly, prisoners who were on the run also claimed social welfare benefits. Imagine, you're on the run from the law and you're getting your dole payments every week. I mean, it's crazy. And the figure involved 19.96 million, according to Stephen, who did this sum on our behalf. It would pay the salaries of 860 special needs assistants. And as I said, just imagine the difference that would make to children in classrooms right across the country.